Let's go to finance. And Treasurer Joe Hockey says this weekend's G20 summit in Brisbane won't be just a talk fest. Mr Hockey told us earlier he's determined to get a watertight commitment for his economic agenda.
We have laid down a plan for growth and jobs. And just as we do it domestically, we are doing it internationally. Now, that plan involves submissions from all 20 nations, there's 1,000 policies that have been submitted. They will, in total, help to grow global growth by around 2% over the next 5 years. That means tens of millions of new jobs. You've got to announce it, you've got to have skin in the game, but importantly, we've got to have a monitoring mechanism going forward that ensures that those countries stick to their plans over the next few years.
Let's go to the markets now. And Wall Street rose modestly after a choppy day's trade. The Dow gained 0.25% and the Nasdaq and the S&P 500 ticked up slightly. In London, the FTSE gained 24 points. Looking at commodity prices, West Texas crude's trading at $74 a barrel. Tapis crude is trading at $80 a barrel. And gold's trading at $1,161 an ounce. The Australian dollar's buying 87 US cents, 70 euro cents and 55 pence sterling.